Doug Sleater here, reporting for the CPA Technology Advisor magazine, the April 2007 edition. This month's column is on QuickBooks data file analysis. I recently attended what I'll call the Geeks Meet and Greet dinner with the editorial staff of the CPA Technology Advisor. And boy, was it a blast. Just imagine all these experts sitting around the table expounding on the state of the art in technology. The funny part was that we all had such different ideas about the best way to solve nearly every problem and topic of the evening. Of course, we discussed all that geeky stuff like security, wireless devices, file synchronization, and what most other people would call boring topics. But I was in heaven. Anyway, I am extremely thankful to those responsible for this fine event, which allowed us writers to dine in style while pumping our intellectual iron together. Now back to my podium. I wrote about the idea of providing data file analysis services a couple of years ago, but it continues to be the topic of discussion among professional consultants, so I thought I would give it the topic another spin here and repeat my recommendation that really every consultant must provide data file analysis services for their QuickBooks clients. Before I get into data file analysis itself, I guess the question becomes, why should you provide data file analysis services? Well, before you prepare the client's tax return or provide any type of assurances about the accuracy of the QuickBooks data, you must have the confidence that the health of the QuickBooks data file. We use the word health to mean much more than just the accuracy of the accounting data. In addition to accurate accounting entries, a healthy data file is free from data corruption and conforms to best practices in several areas of setup and usage of the software. At first glance, the data file analysis engagement may appear to be quite lengthy and time-consuming. Many consultants are accustomed to immediately diving right into the client's books and fixing whatever problems there are. And of course, this is typically the only thing the clients are willing to pay for. However, the successful consultant will approach client engagements on a much broader and more professional manner. When you make the data file analysis engagements a standard service for your clients, you provide a much higher level of service and you streamline your consulting practice to provide consistently high-quality service as you grow your client base. The main goals of performing data file analysis services are to ensure early identification of critical data errors, to add value to the client's business beyond just fixing data entry errors, and to improve the overall confidence in the business information, and finally, to give the consultant a consistent methodology in which to approach every client file so as to provide consistency and reliability across your consulting practice. So how do you sell the data file analysis services? If you like the idea of if you like the idea of doing data file analysis but you're having trouble how to sell this engagement to your clients, here are a few thoughts. Regular periodic data file analysis is best. I suggest monthly or quarterly analysis of every data file. If you regularly analyze the file, you can locate data entry or setup problems while they are still relatively easy and less expensive for the clients to troubleshoot and repair. Also, analyzing and troubleshooting the data file allows your clients to have confidence in their financial reporting throughout the year as opposed to just at the end of the year. Ideally, you want your client to understand and appreciate the importance of this service, but quite often, he or she must be convinced that it's worth it, and not just something that unnecessarily increases their costs. This is the real issue, because in order for the client to understand the value, they must understand the technical underpinnings of their system and how it all fits together. It is a lot to understand, and usually they don't really want the details. Issues such as file setup, list maintenance, proper coding of entries, proper backup procedures, and data file integrity are all critical to the overall health of the data. And for you to provide any assurances to the client about the accuracy of the reports, you must verify that that data is, in fact, healthy. The best approach is to be honest with the client and help them understand that your services are a two-way street. You can only provide top-quality services if you fully understand their data and have confidence that the information and reports are accurate. Assuming you're not you are not the data entry person, which is, of course, the basic assumption that leads to the need for the data file analysis, you cannot really be confident in the data without going through the methodical process designed to uncover errors that are quite often difficult, if not impossible, to spot by running a few reports. How do you charge for data file analysis? So once you've convinced your clients of the value of the data file analysis service, the next question is, how do you charge for the service? A few things to consider here are how often you'll perform the service and how you'll separate the components of the service into separate billable events. As for how often, I recommend monthly or quarterly, but at least every 6 months so that it doesn't get all stuffed into the tax season crunch. As for separating the components of the engagement, it's probably best to separate your billings for the analysis steps, looking at but not changing the data, that is, from the repair steps, the troubleshooting and actual repair of the data problems. The reason for this is that QuickBooks troubleshooting and repair is a very time-consuming process, and no matter how knowledgeable or experienced the consultant is, it's very difficult to anticipate how much work will go into the fixes. The analysis steps are fairly predictable in terms of the amount of time it takes to perform, so it's probably best to charge a fixed fee for the analysis service, with the delivery being a report on the results of your analysis. After you deliver the report of your analysis, you can more accurately estimate the amount of work required to troubleshoot and repair any errors you found during the analysis. Since many errors are hidden behind other errors, that is, for example, one misapplied payment in QuickBooks may be hiding another misapplied payment. It's very difficult to anticipate the full extent of these problems. So that makes it very risky for the consultant to perform troubleshooting and repair services at a fixed fee. Therefore, use your report from the analysis of the file to propose a troubleshooting and repair engagement at an hourly rate. Also, it's best to bill troubleshooting and repair services separately from other tax and accounting work because troubleshooting and repair is mostly focused on transactions and data entry as opposed to taxes or accounting. Of course, everything in the QuickBooks file does affect the tax and accounting, but the focus of troubleshooting and repair is very specialized, and so it should be billed separately from all other services. Consider billing your data file analysis services on a monthly schedule throughout the year, so that it becomes one of your standard services that all clients receive. Automating the data file analysis. Over the years, we've made several attempts to automate the process of analyzing data files, even to the point of teaming up with a software developer to create a program to read the data file and report the results. Unfortunately, there are just too many moving parts to the problem, and the real value comes down to the consultant or accountant making judgment calls about hundreds of data points. One helpful data file analysis tool that we found is the Small Business Diagnostic tool developed by Bonnie Nagayama, a CPA. Bonnie has developed a great reputation among QuickBooks Pro advisors, and she has been a member of the Sleater Group Consultants Network for more than 10 years. Her diagnostic tool helps generate the client report by leading you through hundreds of analysis steps in a checklist-like format. Check www.forloveofbiz.com for more information. Our consultant's reference guide also has complete data file analysis checklist, and you can visit www.sleater.com for more information on that. So no matter which tool or methods you use, I cannot overstate the importance of staying current with your client's data by doing periodic, consistent, and comprehensive data file analysis. That's my April 2007 column, and we'll see you next month.